Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Access with Aditi the day after the Steelers were eliminated from the playoffs. Big Ben's career over, although Juju said he's trying to cajole him back. Juju, like a politician, wants four more years, but he also just said in that last answer that part of the motivation of returning was to show other teams what he could do. Aditi, there seems to be a groundswell from some Steelers insiders that the team would be right to bring Juju back and that he might take another discount because the market is not going to be there. But then I see him bring up 4 years and think he's still of the opinion or belief that he's going to get a lot of money in a lot of years this offseason.
Well, and why do we begrudge him believing that? Don't you need to always believe in yourself? If you don't believe in you, then why would anybody else believe in you? And that's what
I believe in myself.
Ago, you know,
Malzi does too, even though he's very self-effacing on the surface.
Nah, I don't really. But that's neither. I don't think either of us is begrudging it. I think we're just asking, do you think the market will be there for him the way that four-year comment suggests?
I don't think in the way that he envisions it.
So hat in hand back
to
the Steelers?
I don't think that number one. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think that that's the answer either.
Mm. Do you think the injury changed this radically, or do you think that the market wasn't going to be there even if he churns through the year and puts up kind of similar to last year's numbers?
The latter. I just think that he believes he's a number one receiver. He's not a number one in the way that that Jamar Chase is, for instance.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comparison.
Let me just say this, though.
Right there,
on this roster, he might be a de facto number one. He might be the best guy they've got because Deontay Dropson's back. And Chase...
Oh, okay. You know what? It's two drops. He's had a great season, and I don't like the answer. I don't like the ho-hum nature to the drops, but he has had a great year. He's just not a game break. Deontay Johnson does have game breaking ability. Let me say this though, and I'll again use the Bengals. Look, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins stretch the field and can do things that you want out of a number one receiver, but that doesn't make Tyler Boyd any less valuable. And I think the big difference here is that Tyler Boyd knows how valuable he is in the slot. He knows how important he is. Tyler Boyd, I think, has caught 69 or 70 balls this year without a single drop. And there was, you know, the Ravens game when both Higgins and Chase were doubled. Joe Burrow found Tyler Boyd and he scored a touchdown. There's a lot of value in that. What I would say is that Juju is really, really, really good at what he does, which is playing in the slot. Don't try to do something else. Don't feel that you need to be an outside receiver when you are one of the best at what you actually do. And sure, there may be a little bit less money in that than there is in something else, but that doesn't mean that you can't excel and be one of the best and be unbelievably valuable and important to your team.
Well, then he has to realize that, Aditi. Like you said, he still thinks of himself in number one receiver terms, but if the market does not agree with him, he's eventually going to have to take a deal that, in theory, he just doesn't like or doesn't agree with.
Yes, but you hope that there is a recognition of, you know, sort of where he is. And I said this even before he played, that this is why I thought he was playing in this final game, to just show his toughness, to show his desire, to show how much he loves the game of football, to show his fight. And all of those things are incredibly valuable. That just doesn't mean that he's necessarily a $19 million a year receiver.
And I don't think Johnson is either, and he's up for a contract, and I would not give him that kind of money.
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to draw that.
I hate the attitude the last month, coinciding with the drops and the lack of focus and just fumbling when he's not touched against the Chiefs. And ever since he went on this tirade about how he got screwed over by the Pro Bowl voters, his play fell off dramatically. And I'm not going to give him, you know, all kinds of pats on the ass for catching touchdown passes in a blowout at the end of the game like he tried to do today. I just think the wide receivers as a whole are overrated. Chase Claypool turns 50-50 balls into 25-75 balls, Aditi.
I just think there's, you know, when Ben Roethlisberger yesterday was talking about the Steeler way and the Steeler ethos and upholding the things that the late Dan Rooney believed in and how he's counting on Cam Hayward to sort of carry that on, this takes me to the conversation that we had about the Ravens-Steelers rivalry. And it's like, who's really left who really buys into that way of playing the game?
Hayward, what?
And I get that part of this is, okay, so, but part of this is generational, right? Like social media and politicking for yourself and asking people to vote for you for the Pro Bowl. It's a different world than it was 10 years ago. But I just think that this is an organization that, you know, kind of wants a level of selflessness and a certain fan base too, that wants a buy-in of a certain kind. And I think that there's a piece of that personality that's hard to find right now.
Why are other teams able to seemingly find it?
I think it has to do with who you bring in. I think it has to do with the way that you choose who's a part of your club. You know, again,
then that would refer back to the people who are buying the groceries, so to speak, which has been Tomlin and Colbert.
There are certain clubs that have a very, very, very strong feeling about personality. And I think that you see that with the way the Ravens, for instance, draft and sign players. I think that, and this is not a knock, this is maybe a credit, in fact, it's just a statement right now. I think that Mike Tomlin is more tolerant of different personalities and sort of expression beyond the same message. And while that can be a fabulous, wonderful thing, maybe sometimes it isn't. It depends on who the strongest galvanizing personalities are. I think that when you have, you know, a guy who's an outlier maybe, or a little bit nutty, if he can be reined back in because, you know, like think way back in the day, the Young Money crew, when you had Mike Wallace and Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown. But you had Hines Ward reining them all in, keeping them all in line. And so they got to be their own men and they got to do their own things, but Hines Ward still kind of carried the day. So I think that that works when you've got that really strong leadership. And I don't know that that's been a mark or a trait of the Steelers the last couple of years.
You read anything into Johnson and Hayward when asked about the quarterback future, both implying that they think it's a guy from the outside?
Don't we all?
No. A lot of Steelers insiders think that it's Mason Rudolph's job.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that's the most,
I mean, I don't.
That's the most reassuring thing you've said, other than the fact that your husband also tries to get out of chores, which made me not feel as lazy or as incompetent. That is actually now rising up to number one on the list of positive things Aditi has said today, Chris.
Look, I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's available. I think there is a lot unknown right now, right? We don't look, I just saw Derek Carr. I'm a huge, huge, huge Derek Carr
fan.
Yeah,
didn't like that last
huge
drive.
Derek Carr fan.
I know.
Okay.
I liked him too, but
you know
that
what?
Last drive.
It's not all on one guy. Okay. It's not all on
yeah,
one
but he
guy.
Needed but a
anyway,
diaper change
I'm
there.
I am a huge fan of Derek Carr's. I don't know if Derek Carr is going to play anyplace else. We don't know what's going to happen in Las Vegas. We don't know who they're going to bring in as a head coach. We don't know if Mike Mayock stays there. I have no idea. But if you can get a veteran quarterback of that caliber to come in here to bridge you until you can find your franchise quarterback or maybe give you 5 to 7 years or do something like that, because look, Aaron Rodgers is not coming here and Russell Wilson is not coming here. But I do think that, again, we don't know as of right now it doesn't look like there is a franchise quarterback in this draft. The Steelers drafting
Kenny Pickett.
They're drafting 20th. You really think Kenny Pickett is a franchise quarterback for the next 18 to 20 years
yes.
in the National Football League?
I do.
I think Pony actually thinks he'll have a career like Derek Carr's, if not better.
Yep, I think he's cut from that cloth.
Okay, well then we'll see. You think he's available at 20?
No, I don't. But I think you can move up to get him if you really like him. You moved up for an inside linebacker.
What do you think the Steelers do?
No, I think that they're so conservative.
That's been sticking your craw for a long time.
I think
were you always against that move, or is this
Bush?
Like this year?
No, I actually really loved it in the moment, but I'm not paid millions of dollars to make these moves.
That's actually why he's so against it, is because it was a move he loved, and the fact that it hasn't worked out and has in fact turned into a spectacular disaster has made him it's magnified the anger, Aditi. That's how these things work.
You're right, Mulsey. That was actually pretty well said.
Oh, this is the first time for everything for me.
Aditi.
I think that you have a great, great defense, and you want to compete as quickly as you possibly can.
Wait, you think they have a great defense? They've given up 40-plus points in their last three playoff games, Aditi.
I think you have potential. You need more depth. Look, you need more depth. I think it's interesting to see what happens with Alu-Alu, what happens with Tuit. Does Tuit still play? Can Tuit come back?
What do you think?
They definitely need to help their linebackers.
Are those two guys back?
That's such a tough question. I hope, let me just say this, on a personal level, I hope that Tuit is back. I think that Tuit has struggled with things that most of us hope we never have to struggle with this year, and I do hope that he's
and
back.
And can you confirm that there actually is a solid chance, because Chris Mueller's been dying to know the answer to this question all day, are you here to confirm that there is mutual interest, Steelers and Mike Munchak, on an offensive line genius reunion? Could it happen, Aditi?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Oh.
I haven't asked. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Please ask.
But you know
ask.
What? But if being a sport...
Ask away.
If part of being a fan is having hope, then shouldn't you just have hope?
Yeah, Pony
no, they've sucked
about,
it all out of me.
Pony thinks about Mike Munchak, and he recites the speech about hope from Shawshank Redemption.
Good coaching makes a difference, but you also need good bodies to do the job.
When I think about Mike Munchak coaching offensive linemen, I think about the first time I opened up the mail and found my mom's Victoria's Secret catalog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.